Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hey, Chris, this is Jen.
Yeah, I need a special cake made. Is this where I order it?
It sure is. Do you know what kind of cake you want?
Oh, hell, I don't care. Vanilla, chocolate, whatever.
Okay, well, we have round cake, sheet cake, cupcakes, two-tier cakes. So let's start with that part.
Look, I just want a flat rectangle cake with a message on top.
Okay, so you want a specialty cake then?
Oh, yeah, I want it real special.
Okay, what flavor? Do you want? We have white cake, yellow cake, chocolate cake, or then there's marble, which is a mix.
You know what? Yellow cake is fine, and I want white frosting on top with a message. Can you guys put messages on the cake?
We sure can. What would you like it to say?
Okay, so I want it to say, "Burn in hell, Debbie. The court may have found you innocent, but God knows what you did."
Okay, I'm not sure that's all going to fit on one cake. We have a limit of 50 characters max on the cake.
Oh, so. Okay. I see. Let me think here. Okay, how about this? How about Debbie? May Beelzebub himself feast on your flesh for eternity. And then can you draw a picture of, like, the devil on top?
A devil?
No, not a devil. The devil. You know, Satan with the horns and the red cape and the pitchfork. Maybe draw a picture of a woman on fire like she's burning alive.
I'm not sure about the woman, but we can put a little devil on top if you want, or maybe we could just draw the pitchfork.
Well, see, now you're kind of missing the whole message of the cake, then. I don't want her seeing just a pitchfork and thinking it's a fork to eat the cake with. I want her to feel terrible when she sees this.
Well, I think the whole message you asked for will make her feel bad, don't you think?
Maybe. Can you skip the devil and maybe just draw a picture of a woman, but her head's exploding? Like she's all like, oh my God, and then kaboom!
No, I think we should probably just stick with the devil thing. Maybe we can draw a little devil and a pitchfork. How about that?
Okay, well, let me think of a better message. How about something like, Dear Debbie, I definitely did not poison this cake, but then put a question mark at the end, like, I didn't poison this cake? That way she'll be eating the cake, but the whole time she'll be like, but why was there a question mark? Does that mean he really did poison the cake? She won't know.
Okay, we're not allowed to say we poisoned anything, though.
Well, technically, you're not saying you're poisoning it, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that message.
Okay.
Why don't you just stick with that first one?
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. Now, is there any way you can put something in the cake, almost like a surprise that she would find while she was eating it?
Well, it depends on what it is. We've made that king cake before where you hide the little plastic baby inside for Mardi Gras. We've had birthday cakes for kids where you put M&Ms inside or maybe like Oreo cookies, things like that.
No. I was thinking more like hair. Like human hair inside. But not like a single hair. I mean a gob of it. And maybe it's burnt hair.
I'm afraid we can't do that. Oh. We can't put anything that's not edible into our cakes.
But you just said you put a plastic baby in a cake.
Yeah, but that's for special. We can't put hair in a cake. I'm sorry.
Okay, is there any way you could do the plastic baby thing inside this cake?
That would just depend. We have to order it. It depends on when you need the cake by.
Well, okay, listen. Instead of the plastic baby, what about a plastic doll or even a plastic doll part, like, say, just a finger? Oh, that would be really good. Put part of a finger in there so it looks like there was a finger in the cake and then maybe some fake blood or something.
I don't think we have plastic fingers, though.
Okay, listen, I can provide the finger. That's no problem. I can meet you up there, and I'll just keep it in a bag on some ice, so you can stick it in there while you're making it, and then maybe you can write on the top, "Hey, Debbie, enjoy your finger cake," and then put that question mark at the end, like, and then the devil, and then the woman with her head exploding.
Okay, you know what? Sounds like you're still deciding, so I'm going to let you figure everything out, and then the best idea would be to maybe just go online, okay?
So I can do it online?
Yeah, you can do the whole thing online. The design, the message, the pictures, everything.
Okay, great. So I'll just hold on to this finger then.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks for calling. Bye.